Morning. My name's Liam. I'm going to be telling you about our trip to San Francisco. To be honest, I just thought we were just going to go up and serve at Glide. I didn't think that we'd be going to other places like a garden or food banks, so don't know what to expect. On Monday, we went to Glide for an orientation and learned that... Oh, shoot. Mom, your phone's not working somehow. So we went to Glide for an orientation and learned that they get many volunteers there almost every day to help serve food, and that a lot of poor people go there for a meal every day. We went to a garden afterwards. There we were split into three different groups. I was in group two, and our group had the job of pulling out all the weeds and carrying some rocks up the garden. Though I may just be pulling weeds and carrying rocks, I know that in my small way that I am helping the crops grow, so the people who work at the farm can take the food they grow and give it to places like food banks that take that produce and give it to programs like Glide to feed the homeless. At the end of the workday, it was nice of the workers to let us take some of the food with us. We got back to Castro Valley, where one of the families from the Castro Valley Church prepared dinner for all of us and let us take showers. On Tuesday, we went to Glide to help serve breakfast with them. There are two separate rooms at Glide. There's the upstairs room, the coffee house, which is a small room for families and disabled people. And then there's the downstairs room for the majority of the rest. We served 500 people breakfast in the downstairs room and a little over 20 people in the upstairs room in the time span of an hour and a half. We helped clean up, and afterwards we walked over to a food bank in San Francisco where we helped package rice and oranges for about a few hours. There were many big boxes with oranges that they said that farmers just give to them because people think they're not good to eat because of how they look. On Wednesday, we drove over to the Alameda Food Bank, where we packaged carrots and plums. One of the workers gave us a small presentation about their food bank and what they do there. He said that one in every five person goes hungry and that by 2018, we can end that hunger. He gave us a tour of the whole place and talked about all of their sponsors, the food they package, and about the people that come in to get food. We drove back to Castro Valley where we ate lunch and cleaned their church for the rest of the afternoon, where we mopped and buffered the floor. After a while, we drove back to the same house where we showered and ate dinner. On Thursday, we took the train back to Glide where we helped serve breakfast. I was in the coffee house with Becky and two of the youth, where we served about 20 or so people. I met an old lady who goes to Glide for a meal every day. She started talking to me about her life, things like her learning to play piano on her own, her education as a kid, and her grandchildren. She eventually started talking to all of us who were working in the coffee house and thanked us for volunteering. We afterwards were able to roam around Chinatown for a short while to enjoy ourselves. We walked back to Glide where we served lunch there as well. I was back in the coffee house where we served about 80 people. There I saw the same old lady that I met earlier that morning, and we talked for a short while. When we finished cleaning up in both rooms, the workers at Glide served us lunch. We took the BART one last time back to Castro Valley. We packed our things and left to go camping. On Friday, we were able to go swimming, tubing, and just enjoy ourselves, except the fact that, you know, sunburns. I've been reflecting on the past week and all the places we went and all the things we did. I'm thankful that we helped serve others through working at Glide to packaging food at the food banks. I didn't realize how many lives I'd impact on this trip and the many different ways I would be helping. Overall, it was a great experience serving God through all of the places we went and helped at. This really opened my eyes to all the poverty that is everywhere and knowing that we can do something to help. It was a great experience, and I can't wait to be doing more in future mission trips. I'd also like to thank Becky and Stacy for doing all this for us, and to you guys who supported us on our trip. Thank you.